This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
A famous quote says, "It's not stress that kills us. Rather, how we react to it is the ultimate culprit." Have you ever imagined what happens to our body when we are under stress? Well, it will be quite weird to hear that it's our immune system that actually gets affected when we are under stress. Yes, that's true. So without wasting much time, let's get into the concept on how stress affects our immune system. Hello everyone. Welcome to the new episode on Voice of Biotechnica. My name is Divya. Today, I want to throw light on how stress is affecting our immune system. So, what is stress? In simple words, I can say, stress is an imbalanced state of mind. And this state of mind can happen to any of us. Right from a school-going kid to an elderly person. Each one of us is facing some kind of stress in one way or the other. Everyone is busy with their regular routines, be it preparing kids for the school or doing work from home along with other activities. Everything is no doubt going on, but in a highly disorganized manner. Stress can be broadly classified as short-term and long-term. Short-term stress on one hand is a part of life, but the long-term, on the other hand, which is commonly called chronic stress, may lead to some problems in the future. In fact, chronic stress disrupts nearly every system in our body. It not only suppresses the immune system, but may also cause deleterious effect on digestive as well as reproductive system. Thus, stress has become one of the reasons for increased risk of heart attacks and strokes, thereby speeding up the aging process. It can make people more prone to anxiety, depression, and several other health problems. So, how can we connect stress to our immune system? As we all know, our immune system consists of a number of cells and a variety of proteins. So this complex network of cells, tissues, and organs together act as a protective barrier. This protective barrier will be against external matter by fighting against infections and other diseases. So the movement, when our body stops functioning normally, we become susceptible to infections. One common reason that makes our immune system weaker is none other than stress. Yes, stress weakens our immune system. Now the question arises, how does stress weaken our immune system? It is during the stress conditions. Our hypothalamus stimulates pituitary gland, and this pituitary gland signals adrenal glands so that it secretes a hormone called cortisol. As we all know, cortisol is considered as a primary stress hormone. Although it has a major role in metabolism, but at the same time it affects our immune system too. No doubt, cortisol is responsible for reducing inflammation, thereby boosting immunity. But too much of cortisol in the blood will have its own side effects. Thus, high stress levels not only leads to depression and anxiety at times, but it further increases the levels of inflammation. Thus, at the end of the day, this high levels of inflammation will make our immune system more weaker. And such an immune system is no longer there to provide protection to our body. So let me explain you this concept with an example. It's during stress and wound healing process. Well, it's a known fact that wound healing is a process which involves several phases. For example, inflammation, proliferation, and regeneration. And we also know that cellular immunity plays an important role in the regulation of wound healing through the production of pro-inflammatory cytokines and chemokines. These factors will act as chemoattractants for the migration of phagocytes and other cells to the site of injury. So starting the proliferative phase, which involves both recruitment and replication of cells, is a necessity. This is needed for tissue regeneration and capillary regrowth. Thus, inflammation is a prerequisite to healing. Pro-inflammatory cytokines will help protection against infection and prepare injured tissues for repair by enhancing the recruitment and activation of phagocytes. Unfortunately, stress disrupts the production of these cytokines, which are actually essential for wound healing. Thus, when dysregulated, they impose a considerable delay in wound repair. Many of you might have heard the name Dr. Hans Salier. He is the founder of stress theory. He formulated the general adaptation syndrome model in the year 1956. Yes, he considered stress as a response model, and he mentioned three concepts under this model. First one, stress is a defensive mechanism. Second, stress follows the three stages of alarm, resistance, and exhaustion. Third, if the stress is prolonged or severe, it could result in diseases of adaptation, and sometimes it can even lead to death. So later by 1983, he came up with another concept behind stress. He mentioned that stress comes in two forms, eustress and distress. Eustress is a positive stress and distress is a negative stress. So let me explain you these terminologies with an example. Time leading up to a final exam. For some people, they take it as a challenge. They feel motivated and they work towards it. This is called eustress, or we can say a positive stress. On the other hand, some people will behave abnormally. They will get anxious, nervous, leading to loss of concentration. Even though they have studied properly, the pressure and the stress will lead them to perform in a very unexpected yet poor way. This is called distress, or we can say a negative stress. Now, since you have understood the connecting link between stress and the immune system, let's find out some ways on how to manage these stress levels. First way is by the intake of probiotics. Yes, research has been carried out and it has been proven that probiotics can enhance the immune response by activating our important immune cells. For example, macrophages, natural killer cells, and T cells, thereby helping in the release of strain-specific cytokines. Next way is by diaphragmatic breathing. Using our diaphragm to breathe out not only allows full oxygen exchange, it also pulls the brakes on the flight or fight response. Hypothalamus thus realizes that threat has passed. and returns to rest and digest more. So taking time to focus on breathing from diaphragm for just about 20 minutes a day will help in enhancing the heart, brain and proper functioning of immune system. Last but not the least, exercise. Yes, this is one of the simplest yet effective way to get our stress levels back in check. And this has to be added to our regular routine. Of course, it's a common human mentality that we always say big things but may fail to implement it. But if you really want to make your immune system stronger and resistant, you must start working on it from today itself. Always remember one thing. Stress response can't be avoided because it's an evolutionary mechanism and we have no other choice but to learn how to manage it. Thus, instead of allowing it to wreak havoc on your body and deplete your immune system, you must take steps to minimize the time your body spends in fight or flight mode. I hope so this podcast will help you in some aspect of life. Remember, next time when you are stressed, it's not your body, but your immune system is getting weakened. So never keep your immune system at risk. Be brave, be confident, and stay positive towards life. Thank you.